Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Confirmation, such a rich tapestry of things. You have, I feel like, you know, no one ever had a stylish confirmation outfit.
And if they did, they haven't got on well in life.
No, they're too much money. That was the situation.
Correct. They were in a good wealthy household and money went to the head.
Like, you make money for your confirmation and it's coming not too long after your communion. There's only about 4 year gap there where you're getting two big influxes of money.
Still have the camcorder that I bought out of my confirmation money.
And then there is, of course, the choice of name that you take, because you do have to take a confirmation name.
The two things you have to do, or if you're good, you take the pledge and you have to pick a name.
So if you're like me and having an ounce of imagination, you're probably going to go with someone in your family. I already had one grandmother as my middle name. So I said, you know what, I'll honour the other grandmother and she gets to be my confirmation name. So that was that kind of sorted. I didn't think about it too much.
Which is?
Mary.
So Fionnuala.
Lillian.
Mary.
Yeah.
Fionnuala.
Lillian.
Fionnuala Lillian.
Mary.
Mary. Corbett.
Yeah.
Wow, that is
so
mouthful.
If you want to steal my identity, there you go.
Whoops. Sorry. If you give us yours, we won't actually give out your second name. You know, just to keep it a little bit sacrosanct and a little bit safe. My actual Christian name is David. It's not Dave. Shortened it for the radio. Don't ask me why. So it is David Anthony, another saint, just because Shay.
So that's S-H-A-Y?
Yes.
That's how you spell it?
Shay Given.
Shay Given was the inspiration for your confirmation name.
One of the greatest goalkeepers ever seen in the history of football.
So was he going well around the time of your confirmation?
He was going fierce well.
Okay.
He's still going well. Look at him. He's a great man. But yes, David Anthony Shay.
What is your confirmation name? And can you tell us what inspired it? Was there a reason? Did you go down the route of saints? Did you go down the route of honouring family members? Or did you look at a Republic of Ireland goalkeeper who was doing the business like Dave and say, Shay is the name for me?
There's going to be loads of Troys or parrots in the years to come.
My confirmation name is Patrick, says this person, because both my granddads were named Patrick. Incidentally, both my grannies were named Margaret. So is there someone in your family who went Margaret for confirmation name then? Because they had only one name to choose.
Is Patrick and Margaret second to John and Mary?
Oh, I wouldn't have thought Patrick and Margaret was that common as a combination of husband and wife names.
Could be just oddity, where both your grandparents, male and female, ended up as Patrick and Margaret.
It must have been confusing, by the way. What were the identifiers that you used to call them? But thank you for telling us your confirmation name.
Hello, Nicole. My confirmation name is Anne, after my neighbour. Now, there's a backstory there.
That's nice. Maybe could the neighbour have been like a childminder as well, or just a very nice neighbour to have, very helpful?
I am Josephine Mary, and I took the confirmation name Margaret after my godmother. Well, if you ever heard an Irish name in all your life. Josephine Mary Margaret, get in here now. We need to talk.
We also have Lisa Marie Claire, and Claire is in honour of a cousin. So you're great for honouring the family members.
And Lisa Marie, clearly off some Elvis inspiration.
Mine is Henrietta, because my grandfather's name was Henry.
Nice.
And he was my favourite granddad.
That is a good compromise. Favourite granddad, though.
That's a tough one.
That is a tough one. Good for Henry,
yeah,
your favourite granddad. Bad news for the other one, because it was 50-50.
Maybe, and not to be too morbid about this, maybe the other granddad had left the family before, you know, this person was around.
We won't speculate any further.
Yeah, let's not.
We won't. However, I chose Georgina for my confirmation name after who? George Michael. My mother said no. I already had two names, Mary Patricia. So I took Patricia again to shorten it to Patricia. The logic of a 12-year-old. Now, we know that your first name is Paula. And from what you've told us, it means your full name, with confirmation name now, is Paula Mary Patricia Patricia.
Pump.
I don't know if the Catholic Church would have been the greatest fans of George Michael. Thank you for sharing your confirmation names as well. Hey!
Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.